WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
In hour number two of the program, three of the program here on Tuesday morning. And right now they're holding a press briefing regarding the Iran war. Secretary of Defense, I'm not saying Secretary of War, Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth said that today will be the most intense day of strikes. So that briefing is happening live right now. If you want to go watch that, you know, I'm not going to be offended. You can check it out. The ABC News live stream is going on YouTube. That's what I was keeping an eye on. Or you can check it out on television. But that's happening right now. I would go to it live, but the Secretary Hegseth already finished up his comments. So that was probably the part that you wanted to hear the most. So you can catch that on YouTube. And I'm sure they'll have an update in the upcoming 9 a.m. ABC News. So 508-996-0500 if you want to call in and chime in and get involved in the discussion. We have been talking about a number of different things. Of course, we have the story at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app today about the report that came out from the Massachusetts Department of Public Health yesterday regarding menthol cigarettes. So as you know, the state banned flavored tobacco products that included menthol cigarettes. And that ban went into place in 2020. And so that now they've had 5 years worth of data to go back and look at to see, has this made a difference? And according to this report, it has. According to this report, it has saved Massachusetts $70 million in healthcare costs. Now, that doesn't mean the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, but that means people in Massachusetts. That could be, you know, you paying out of your own pocket. That could be your insurance company. But it's basically saved $70 million worth of afflictions that would have to be treated. And I didn't read the report itself. I didn't get into the formulas of how they figured out that dollar amount. So I can't tell you how they worked it all out. It seems kind of abstract to me, but they're saying $70 million in that by the time it reaches the 10-year anniversary of the ban. So another 5 years from now, it will actually almost 4 years now, it will be $10 million. $100 million in money saved. They're also touting that there has been a drop in cigarette smoking prevalence in Massachusetts by 1.37 percentage points. So between June of 2020 and January of 2023, so not the full 5 years, but just in the time that they looked at for that. So in that 2.5 year period, they saw a 1.37% drop in smoking. Now, listen, any drop in smoking is good, right? But is 1.37% really that big of a deal? But I think that's kind of the point. I think the point of saying, you know, pointing out this low number is to say, look, like we didn't take away your right to smoke, if that's what you choose to do, by taking away the menthol. And by the way, the ban is on all flavored tobacco products. This report only studied the menthol side of that. So if you chose to smoke and you chose to smoke menthols, you probably just went to smoking something else or started getting your menthol cigarettes by another means. I don't need to know. I'm just saying. So that's why they're touting this 1.37%. They're also saying, like, see, look, it didn't really affect things that much in terms of people's ability to smoke if they want to. They also talked about a separate report that said it didn't have any negative effect on the stores that were selling cigarettes, the gas stations that were selling cigarettes. It didn't hurt their revenue. It didn't hurt their ability to pay employees. Certainly, they can judge how much it's affected tax-wise with the taxes that they put on the cigarettes. So my question is, anybody out there, and I know we have a number of business owners that listen, do you operate a place that sells cigarettes, and did the menthol cigarette ban hurt you? Did it hurt your sales? Honestly, answer me honestly. You can call in at 508-996-0500, app chat or open line voicemails in the WBSM app, because I think this was different than, having a nip bottle ban. If you remember all the liquor store owners that were upset about the nip bottle ban and got the city to reverse course, at least for now on that, that I think would have a bigger impact on the store's bottom line than the removal of the menthol cigarettes. Because let's face it, people who smoke are addicted to the nicotine, and they're going to get the nicotine that they can get. I'm sure there were some people that when that ban first went into place, they said, oh, well, I'm gonna start going to Rhode Island and buying a cart of menthols every week. And then they might have done that for like the first month or two. And then they said, this is kind of a pain. If I'm there, I'll grab some. But otherwise, I'll just smoke whatever. I knew a guy back in the 90s when smoking was still allowed in businesses. He would come into the diner every night and just sit there and chain smoke. And he'd go through a whole pack in the time that he was sitting there having coffee. Now, keep in mind, the people that came into the diner, they were there for hours. They like really had nothing else going on in their life. So they would just hang out at the counter for hours, talking to people, reading the paper, playing Keno, whatever. So, when I say went through a pack, it wasn't like he was there for 15 minutes and just went one right after the other, but he was, chain smoking these things. And they were menthol cigarettes, and he would only smoke menthol cigarettes. He didn't have any cigarettes one day. He asked somebody to borrow one if he could bum a cigarette off him, and they're like, here you go. He goes, oh, no, I only smoke menthol. And was like, okay, so you don't really like cigarettes then, right? If you need to hide the taste of it. He goes, no, I smoke menthol because the menthol is medicine. What? Yeah, the menthol is the medicine that keeps you from getting cancer. What? Yeah, if you smoke menthol cigarettes, you won't get cancer because the menthol prevents you from getting cancer. It's medicine. Huh? Like, you really believe that? You're just pulling my leg, right? But he really believed, he thought that was true. I don't know if somebody told him that and he never bothered to research it further, but he really believed that. He really thought that he was safe because he smoked menthol cigarettes. He ended up choking to death on food, but still, not at the diner. Let me clarify that. Didn't kill him. But I just thought that was kind of an insane way of looking at things. But the idea that, the menthol ban was going to severely hurt these stores, that was a real thing at the time of the discussion. There were businesses that were honestly concerned about that. And they weren't wrong to be concerned. Here's a product that they know that they're selling a lot of, that they're seeing on a daily basis how many packs of Cools and how many packs of Newports. And, they knew what they were selling when it came to menthol. So, I never had to sell cigarettes. We didn't sell them at the diner. There was a cigarette machine from the 80s that was still in the building. But, they didn't sell any cigarettes in there by the time I worked there. But I never had to sell them. But I saw how many, and we would also run next door and buy them for people because we get a tip. So I'm out of cigarettes. All right, well, I'm going over to the store. I'll grab you a pack. And then they give you a couple of bucks for doing it. So which we would then use to, for scratch tickets. But the, you know, the idea that this was going to hurt them, the stores, was a real thing. But they're saying now that the data shows that hasn't really been the case. So I'm just interested if anybody has seen that differently. 508-996-0500. Let's take a call here. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Hey, Tim, any word about what's going to go in that building where D'Angelo's is, next to D'Angelo's? Any word yet?
No, no idea.
Okay.
All right.
All right, just wanted to find out.
Yep. If I haven't heard anything at all, but if I do, I will definitely let you know.
Okay.
All right, have a good one.
Yep.
And, yeah, that's the one over by Kings Highway there. It was rumored to be a Pizza Hut, and now we don't know what's happening there. But the idea that, you know, taking anything away from stores that know that they sell a lot of products, of that particular product, is going to be concerning. You know, that's why I think some people are of the mindset, you know, the people who are for the NIP ban are of the mindset, and they're not going to say this out loud, but they're going to say, hey, listen, the people who need to drink are just going to, they're just going to go up a size if they can't get a NIP. They're just, and then they're going to spend more money, and you're going to be better off for it, because it's not like they're going to take that outside and then they're going to, you know, say, okay, well, now I'm just going to ration this. I'll drink a nip's worth now and then a nip's worth tomorrow. They're not going to, they're just going to drink that and come back and get more. You're going to make more money. And I don't know if that's true. I think, you know, a lot of times, certainly if I buy a nip, it's because I'm buying something else. And as I'm checking out, I'm like, oh, what's that? Well, yeah, give me one of those. I'll try it. Or, you know, for a long time, I didn't have bottles of alcohol in the house because it was a waste. I mean, the rate that I drink things at is, I've got a lot of these bottles of whiskey that I've collected at Stevie's that I've barely made a dent in because I don't really drink it a lot. I'm more collecting it than I am consuming it. And so, you know, if I wanted to have, you know, like, especially in the wintertime, I used to love, or in the fall, I used to love getting the salted caramel vodka and taking some apple cider and heating that up and then putting the salted caramel vodka in it and making a little hot toddy out of it that way. That was a great drink, especially like if you're out shoveling and you come back in, like that's a good warm you up drink. Or a good relaxing at the end of the night, you know, staying warm kind of drink. But I didn't see the need to go out and spend $40 on a giant bottle of the salted caramel vodka or whatever it costs. I would just get the little nips. Then I had to get the big bottle because they stopped making the little nips of it. So for most people, I think that's, you know, how they would want to be able to buy them. But I honestly don't think that is in the same category as taking away the menthol cigarettes. Because, yeah, people are still going to drink, but I think they can not be as, you know, the people who have the serious enough drinking problem weren't buying nips. Let me just put it that way. They were already buying more than a nip anyway. The people who have serious smoking habits, they don't care if it's menthol or not. They're going to buy whatever. And if they're upset that it's not menthol, they'll just deal with it. So anybody that has a business that sells cigarettes, let me know what you have seen in these 5 years. 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Let me take a call here. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Hey, Tim. I got a question.
Sure.
You got these nips. Why not just put a 5-cent deposit on them, and then you would never see another nip on the street? You'd never see it.
So I think that that's a great idea. I think the problem is there's no, they would need something to be at the state level to implement that. And there hasn't been an appetite yet for that kind of pro. And the other problem is these recycling places, they don't have the equipment to be able to process nips.
Yeah. So it's not that easy. Gotcha.
I mean, it's not impossible. It just would take a little bit of implementation.
It would go over a couple of, yeah, I hear you. Okay.
Thanks for the info. Have a good day. And I do think that would be a great solution, you know, to have them as a recyclable product. And I don't know, you know, necessarily that trying to take into account all the different ways that they process these things now, okay? If it's a by hand redemption, it's easy for them to take them in. That's not the problem. So, you know, if you're like, well, I go to this place and they still do it by hand and they can easily take it. But it's where they put it from there. If they're just putting them in bags and somebody's picking them up and bringing them to a recycling center, that would be easy to work. But if they have some sort of machinery that they have to handle, that's already going to put a kink in the plan. If the recycling center has certain machinery that doesn't process something that small, I think by the time it gets to that recycling place, it doesn't matter. It'd be the equivalent of any plastic you threw into your recycle bin. But still, that's something to take into consideration. The bigger problem is all of these machines now, this machine recycling that we do where we have to feed the bottles and cans. As you know, it's hard enough to get it to actually read the right bottles and cans you're putting in there that you know it should take, that it keeps spitting back out at you. So those machines are not built to be able to handle something as small as a nip and register that. So that's another concern. But it doesn't mean that it's impossible. It doesn't mean that the manufacturer of those machines couldn't create a smaller version of that or a version with a smaller entry point that can process nip bottles. So yeah, when you go in there, it might get a little annoying because this one you got to put the glass in and this one you got to put the plastic in and this one you got to put the nips in. But it would work in the long run. The problem is there enough value in doing that? Now, the companies that take in the recycled product in those machines and then go and sell it off to whoever, you know, they're probably doing pretty well on the larger bottles and cans. But if you started putting nips in there, are they going to make a profit on that to make it worth constructing these machines and putting them in? That's the other question. But if it was a simple redemption process, if you just go to a recycling center where a person takes them in and then they put them in a bag, somebody comes and picks up those bags and brings them to a recycling center, like, you know, the place where they process it, I'm sure that would be an easy thing to do. But that's just not the way that we recycle anymore. So that's the complaint that I've heard about that. And it would have to be something at the state level. It couldn't be a town-by-town situation to be able to implement that. Doesn't mean it can't happen, but I just don't see it happening anytime soon. 508-996-0500. I got to get a break in here. We will get that in. Then we will have our news from Mike Roberts, and then we can talk with you. 508-996-0500. We'll be right back.
Broadcasting live from the Carefree Home Studios, this is WBSM, Carefree Homes, your home improvement experts, roofing, siding, windows, and more. Get a free quote at carefreehomescompany.com. Carefree Homes, trusted, local, family.
Well, WBSM and South Coast Health come together each week for the South Coast Health Community Spotlight. We shine that spotlight on a deserving nonprofit making a difference here on the South Coast. From organizations we've known for decades to brand new startup nonprofits, if they're doing good for the South Coast, we want to know about it. If your nonprofit would like to be featured on the South Coast Health Community Spotlight, just send us your info using the app chat feature on the WBSM app. All right, let's turn things over to WBSM's newsman extraordinaire, Mike Roberts. Get all the top stories of the day, and then we can react to them on the other side. 508-996-0500.
Charges against a New York bombing suspect, the family of a dead teacher in Georgia want charges dropped, and changes for women who use Uber.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Two luxury real estate agents and their brother have been convicted of sex trafficking. Tal and Oren Alexander, along with their brother Alan, were found guilty on all counts on Monday in a Manhattan federal courtroom. Prosecutors said the three drugged and raped several women that they had met on dating apps or at lavish parties between 2008 and 2021. The jury deliberated more than 20 hours before delivering the verdict. The brothers could all face life in prison when they're sentenced on August 6th. The family of a Georgia high school teacher who died in a student prank gone wrong want all criminal charges dropped. Jason Hughes was struck and killed by a truck attempting to drive away from his Gainesville home after several students reportedly were trying to TP the house on Friday night. Police charged the 18-year-old driver with vehicular homicide and three others with trespassing, but Hughes' family says it was a tragic accident and they fully support dropping criminal charges against the teenagers. They say that Hughes knew his students were going to the house and was excited to catch them during the prank. Uber will now allow women nationwide to choose not to have a male driver. The company announced the expansion of its Women Preferences feature to coincide with International Women's Day. Uber said it will be expanding the feature in more cities around the world. According to Uber, women riders can request a ride on demand or reserve a trip in advance by selecting women-only drivers. The features also will allow women drivers to set a preference to receive trip requests from women riders. Police say two Pennsylvania men charged with terrorism for allegedly hurling IEDs outside of the New York City's mayor's official residence sought carnage bigger than the Boston Marathon.
Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch says 18-year-old Amir Balat and 19-year-old Ibrahim Kayumi, both from Pennsylvania, told police they hope to kill more infidels than the three people who died in the 2013 Boston Marathon attack.
Both defendants have admitted that they acted on Saturday because of ISIS.
Both are accused of tossing volatile homemade bombs that were real but failed to go off at an anti-Islam protest and counter-protests outside Gracie Mansion, where Mayor Zohra Mamdani, the city's first Muslim mayor, lives. Charges include attempting to provide support to ISIS and use of a weapon of mass destruction. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
Officials in Westchester County are urging pet owners and others to be extra alert because coyotes are on the loose and they could be rabid.
The coyote attacked two dogs and three people Monday in the Eastchester Bronxville area. Eastchester police responded they think they might have killed the coyote but aren't sure. Anyone who's been bitten or scratched by an animal should seek medical attention. Anyone bitten or scratched by what may be a rabid animal is required by law to report it to the county health department. Officials reminding pet owners that rabies vaccinations aren't just a good idea. State law requires all cats, dogs, and ferrets to be vaccinated and boosted against rabies. I'm Andrew Whitman.
President Trump says the U.S. military operation against Iran will be ending very soon. Speaking from Florida yesterday, Trump said the U.S. is ahead of its Iran timeline by a lot, adding that the operation may be pretty well complete. He said the U.S. and Israel have carried some of their most complex military operations the world has ever seen. The president said over 50 Iranian Navy ships have been taken out, and its missile and drone capabilities continue to be taken out. Seven U.S. service members have been killed since Operation Epic Fury began on February 28th.
WBSM Sports, brought to you by John C. Law.
The Bruins host the L.A. Kings tonight at 7 o'clock. Celtics are in San Antonio at 8.
And now your WPRI 12 forecast, brought to you by Family Heating and Cooling in Westport.
Early morning clouds and fog, then skies becoming partly sunny today, dry and seasonally mild. Afternoon high temperatures around 60. Mostly cloudy tonight, some late night fog, lows in the upper 30s. Mainly cloudy, cooler on Wednesday, some patchy fog, high temps in the mid 50s. Rain showers Wednesday night, cloudy with showers, rain showers on Thursday, mixing with snow showers Thursday night, and a high near 50. For WBSM, I'm 12 News Chief Meteorologist Tony Petrarca.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
Welcome back in. For over 50 years, Bass Ready Rooter has been the trusted name in drain cleaning and septic maintenance across New Bedford, Fall River, and Dartmouth. From emergency clogs to hydro jetting and camera inspections, their expert team delivers solutions the right way, with honesty and respect. That's why neighbors and plumbers alike recommend them, with more than 700 five-star Google reviews. Bass Ready Rooter. They may not be your first call, but they'll always be your last. You can give them a call at 508-995-8012, 508-995-8012, or visit them online at bassready.com, B-A-S-S-R-E-D-D-Y, bassready.com. And for those of you who are age 62 or older, if you didn't see Barry's article last week at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app about state parks and the lifetime parking pass for seniors, you should go check that out, because for just $10, you can get a parking pass that then allows you free parking at Horseneck Beach or any of the other state parks or reserves or reservations across the Commonwealth. So you just pay $10 for this pass, and then every time you go to one of these places where everybody else is paying to park, it's going to cost you nothing. And what a great thing to be able to offer. And what a great investment for you to be able to take advantage of. Now, Barry made sure when he turns, he went out and got his right away, because he's always going out and hiking these areas and, you know, going on his walks and just checking out, you know, just being part of nature. That's one of the things he loves to do. So for him, I mean, that $10 invested is paid a thousandfold back. And, you know, even if you only go a couple of times a year to a place, even if you only go once, you're still getting your $10 worth. So it's well worth it. You know, I used to go to places with my son where, you know, we'd go like walk at like Borderland State Park or something, and you've got to pay to park and you pay by the hour. Well, you can buy a couple of hours and then you can add on later if you need more time. But, you know, it's $10 is probably a day's worth of parking at some of these places. And, you know, if you want to go to like the Miles Standish State Forest in Plymouth, I love to go there and swim. I grew up swimming in those ponds. And if you want to go to like College Pond, well, they're charging you to park. But you can get around that, not have to pay if you're a senior. If you're 62 or older is what they're requiring, but you can just pay that $10 one time and then just be able to pull up. Oh, sorry, get the pass. It's like Wayne's World, backstage pass. So you can read more about that and how to apply for it at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. But well worth it. Absolutely. In fact, one of the things I'm putting down on my list of things I'm looking forward to about getting older. You know, I'm still waiting for at 55. I'm going to get my some senior discounts are 55. I think that's when you get the Savers discount, right? Which is the one I'm really looking forward to. But then I can move into like a 55 and up like mobile home park or a 55 and up assisted living community. Like I can, I don't have to do anything ever again. I'm looking forward to this. This is going to be great. I've already joined AARP, so it's not like I'm waiting for that. Once I, you know, I was like, why am I getting all these offers? I'm years away from being retirement age. I'm only 48. I've got plenty of time. But then someone told me, they're like, oh, no, you can join when you're 25. And people join just to get the discounts. And so I started looking at it. I was like, oh, there are a lot of discounts. Yes, I think I will join for $15. I did the same thing with AAA, where I was like, well, I don't need AAA. I have Geico, and Geico gives me roadside assistance. And so I don't need to worry about AAA. Like, I don't need to, but then when I saw the discounts that you get, and I was like, well, that's worth it. That's worth it right there. I want to go trade in my transponder, which, remember earlier when I said I really only got it because I bring one person to the airport? That one person wasn't even listening and happened to text me and say, hey, can you bring me to the airport next week? So I think I will go try to swap out my transponder for a sticker. But you can read about that at WBSM.com in the app too. If you have one of those big transponders on your windshield, you can now trade that in for a little sticker that has the RFID technology in it, so you don't need to have that giant transponder on your windshield. Technology, right? Eventually, we're just going to, you know, it'll be like, which movie was it? Minority Report. Was that the one where people would just walk down the street and based on their own biometrics, the billboard would change just for them? They have something similar to that in the Detroit airport. They have this weird thing that I still don't understand how it works, but you can scan your ticket and then all of your information displays on this giant wall. But you're the only person that can see it. Nobody else can. I don't know how it works. It's like magic. Blows my mind every time. My friend tried to explain it to me, and I was like, it's too early in the morning, man. I can't figure this out. Anyway, 508-996-0500. Let me get a break in here, and we will be right back.
Broadcasting live from the Carefree Home Studios, this is WBSM. Carefree Homes, your home improvement experts. Roofing, siding, windows, and more. Get a free quote at carefreehomescompany.com. Carefree Homes, trusted, local, family.
Welcome back in. That, of course, is the Gin Blossoms. They're going to be coming out on tour later on this summer with Spin Doctors and Blues Traveler, and we're working on trying to get some tickets to give away to that show, but we do have tickets that we're going to be giving away to lots of other shows in addition, but that one we're still working on. I think that'll be a big one for a lot of the fans of this program. I hope to see some of you at Everclear on Thursday night. Let me know if you're going. Send me an email, tim at wbsm.com, or an app chat message on the WBSM app. So we've been telling you about Community Nurse because we want you to know that when you need rehab services, when you need home health care, they don't always tell you that you have a choice, but you do. They're going to try to make it sound like, oh, well, we're just going to send our folks and, you know, it's all seamless because we work with this group or we work with that group or we have our own in-house. But really, you have a choice. You do not have to be assigned a provider. You do not have to accept the default option. You can ask for the team you trust. And across the South Coast, patients choose Community Nurse. Because choosing the right rehab team can make all the difference in your recovery, your safety, and your independence. The right support doesn't just help you heal, it helps you move forward with confidence. And that's what they can provide with Community Nurse. Skilled rehab care in the comfort of your home, helping patients regain strength, mobility, and independence after illness or injury or surgery, including physical therapy, skilled nursing, medical social work, hospice care, and more. So 100% of their patients begin care in a timely manner. When other places say, oh, it's going to be 5 days or a week before we can get there, they can usually get to most cases the next day. 92% rate their overall care highly. 90% would recommend Community Nurse to family and friends. 95% remain safely in the community after discharge. And that's why you want to request Community Nurse at discharge, or you can always call them directly at 508-992-6278 to request their services. Community Nurse, they're here in your community and they care about the community. All right, 508-996-0500 is my number if you want to call in and chime in. We've been talking about a variety of different things this morning. I was talking about this report regarding the menthol cigarette sales that the state put out this report. The DPH put out a report saying that $70 million in medical care has been saved by getting rid of menthol cigarettes over the last 5 years, while not having any effect on really the number of people that are smoking. As they say, it's only been a 1-point-something% decrease, but then also not having an effect on the stores that sell cigarettes. They're saying that they haven't had to lay off any employees, they haven't gone out of business, that it really hasn't affected sales. And of course it hasn't, because nicotine is an addiction. If people can't get menthol, they're just going to take something else. The idea of, you know, I'm just going to go to Rhode Island and get all my cigarettes, might have sounded good at first. And you might have done it at first. But then eventually you just say, it's not worth it. It's not worth all the time. By the way, also, that's illegal. You're technically bootlegging when you do that. Unless you've got yourself a 1977 Trans Am, which, you know, if you do, bring it by. I want to check it out. But unless you have a 1977 Trans Am and a mustache and a cowboy hat, don't be bootlegging. It'd be kind of like northeast bound and down, right? Yeah. Because, yeah, you're heading up from Rhode Island. So, but anyway, don't be the bandit. But, you know, if you thought that was going to be your plan, you might have done it for a little while, but then you're like, this is whatever. I'll just smoke whatever. And they knew that that would be the case. They knew when they wanted to ban this that was going to be the case. So, I'm sorry? It says it really had no real loss of revenue. They said the tax revenue hasn't really changed. And because if you've only lost 1-point-something% of smokers, like, that's attrition. Like, you probably lose that many smokers from them dying from lung cancer every year. I'm not being facetious. I'm saying, like, a larger percentage of smokers probably die every year than they lost due to not having menthol cigarettes. So, I don't know. And I've been asking if there's any store owners that have seen their bottom line affected by this. I'd love to hear from you, because I don't know that I really believe that there hasn't been a tangible effect financially. I think there's probably been some cases where that's happened. But I would agree that it's not nearly as bad as people thought it was. And it's certainly not equivalent to, say, you know, banning nips, which is a very large part of the sale of alcohol. And certainly, you know, there will be some people that just upgrade themselves from a nip to a larger bottle. But most people would probably say, yeah, no, I'm going to hold off. Anyway, 508-996-0500. Let me get my final break in here. We'll be back in a few moments. Let me take a call here to wrap things up. You're next on WBSM.
Hi, Jim. Real quick, I was at a convenience store, and the lady in front of me asked for Newports. Those are menthol, right?
Yeah.
And the guy reached underneath the counter and sold the 2 packs of Newports. So that's junk science, what they're talking about. I'm convinced that menthol cigarettes are widely sold throughout most urban areas in Massachusetts illegally, probably. Are they being bootlegged in? But I don't buy that science for a moment.
Could be. I mean, did you happen to see the color of the package?
It was green.
Green is the menthol one, yeah. Because, you know, they have the reds and the golds. Those are non-menthol. But, yeah, the green one is definitely menthol.
Yeah, I don't smoke. But, that's what I saw. And I kind of made a face. I kind of made, oh, so much for that ban.
Well, and not only that, if they're selling them under the counter, they don't have the tax on them. Because, obviously, they're not going to report that. So that means that's lost revenue for the state.
Yeah, that's right. See, that's what Massachusetts, that's what free people do. If the state tries to take something away, you just try to find a way to manipulate and get around it. That's being American, basically. So.
Well, next time they grab some Newports, tell them to make sure they get some fireworks, too.
Yeah, maybe they should. Okay, with that, Tim, I let you go.
Thank you. Have a good day. We were talking about that in a sales meeting, about the lack of firework sales. Like, at this point, like, they go off every single night in the summertime. Might as well make the tax revenue off them at this point. And believe me, I don't want fireworks to be legal because I don't want to hear more going off. But at the same time, if you can make money